Meditation 3.3. Meditation on the continuity of the mind. Let us begin our meditation. Sit comfortably and relax. Spend some time concentrating on your breath until the mind is quiet and clear. Motivation. Contemplate a positive, beneficial motivation for doing the meditation. Once you are relaxed and ready, we will begin. First, look at your present state of mind, at the thoughts and sensations flashing by. Just observe them in a detached way, without clinging to or rejecting any of them. Now, start to travel backward through time. Briefly skim over the conscious experiences you have had since waking up this morning. Are these part of the same stream of consciousness as your present, current experiences? Before waking up, you were probably dreaming. Try to recall last night's dreams. Do they also belong to this same mind stream? Continue to trace your mental experiences to yesterday, 2 days ago, last week, last month, last year, 2, 5, 10 years ago. Continue to check if these experiences are of the same stream of consciousness. Avoid getting involved in any of your recollections. The purpose of the meditation is not to relive good times or sort out problems from the past, but to get a feeling for the mind's continuity. If you should find something in your memory that you would like to investigate further, put it aside until later. Go back in your life as far as you can, bringing to mind experiences from your adolescence and childhood. People are sometimes able to remember their infancy, or even the time of birth. Relax and open your mind to allow such memories to arise. If you have difficulty accessing memories from the early part of your life, don't worry. Realize that just as your present mind stream is the continuation of experiences that you can remember, those experiences, in turn, are the continuation of earlier ones that you can no longer remember. Now, think of your birth, the time you were in the womb and the moment of your conception. If your mind is a stream of experiences, each one arising from the one before it, did it exist throughout these experiences? Or did it begin to exist at some point? Consider the different possibilities. Did it arise from your parents' minds? If so, when and how? Or did it arise out of nowhere, without any causes and conditions? Or did it arise from a mind stream that already existed before you were conceived, in another life? See if you can open your mind to that possibility. You might even be able to glimpse a memory from another life, having reached back into your memory as far as you can, now gently bring your awareness into the present. And again observe the thoughts and feelings that arise. Simply experience your stream of consciousness as it continues to flow. Feel its momentum. One thought or feeling leading to the next, which leads to the next, which leads to the next, on and on. Finally, try to get some idea of where it goes from here. Contemplate your mind stream flowing through the rest of the day, and then tomorrow, the coming days, weeks and years. Up until death. What happens then? Consider the different possibilities. Does the stream of consciousness suddenly cease to exist? Does it transform into something else? Does it continue on, encountering new experiences? Consider these possibilities carefully, using the reasons given earlier. Although you might not come to any definite conclusion, the important thing is to look with a clear and open mind. Dedication. Finally, conclude the meditation session by dedicating any insight you have gained to your eventual understanding of your mind, for the sake of all living beings.